tremendous start from FC United of Manchester, coming close with a header for Michael Norton, and certainly set the stall out really well. First ball not won by FC United, but Stott wins the second, and Matty Wolfenden
in the middle
again. And there's a late challenge coming in there. The referee allows play to continue. There's no advantage to him there. And it's back with the goalkeeper who clears his lines hurriedly. And Wolfenden now, first time shot comes in.
Matty Wolfenden, 50 yards. The goalkeeper cleared his lines. It made the D of the halfway line. Matty Wolfenden said, thank you very much. And he's volleyed it straight into the back of the net. And FC United have got a goal up. And we're now being blocked cell shots.
What a finish. Brilliant. The referee knew what he was doing there, letting that foul go, didn't he?
Well, FC United should have had a free kick. Yeah. He didn't give it. The goalkeeper cleared his lines. He was hurriedly done because Michael Norton put the pressure on. I say he made just about
what a strike in this half.
And Matty Wolfenden, well, normally those go into Rose Head. He's hit it absolutely to perfection. Oh, and FC United on 9 minutes, it's 1-0.
Hurried clearance from Dean Stott. And now it's well possession, he's lost there, but it breaks clear. And all of a sudden, the ball breaks for Mulholland. He's one on one, he's got a chance here. Mulholland! Ashley Mulholland makes it 2-0. And the manager's surprise selection repays the faith that Margin has shown in him. The ball broke out live, acres of space from Mulholland. He stayed calm as the defender bore down on him and very, very calmly slid it to the goalkeeper's left and gives FC United of Manchester a two-goal lead. And Whitten now playing it upfield. That's a good one. Woodard continuing his run. Joe, and a bit of a misunderstanding there.
He's given a penalty.
Well, there was a misunderstanding there between Wurstop, the keeper, and Stott. But Stott's on a booking here, so...
I think Stott tried to ease him out of the way as...
And, as the ball drops. So Whitten will, and to be absolutely fair, Whitten have been exacting the pressure on FC United this second half, and now they've got a penalty Worst to show for their pressure. But it did look a harsh one, but it was definitely a misunderstanding between Wurstop and start at the back, had a mini collision.
I think it's Hancock's going to take it.
So Hancock now with this to put Whitten back into this game. Here it comes. He does it nonchalantly, sends Wurstop the wrong way, and the momentum now is with Whitten Albion. A lot of noise from their supporters.
Throw-in's taken. It's a free header, and then it's headed on by Jacobs by mistake, and then Jacobs' second ball wins it.
He was late into Jacobs there, wasn't he?
Go on, Mike!
Michael Norton.
Go on, Mike!
Can he get beyond the goalkeeper? He's got beyond the goalkeeper.
Oh, it's a penalty!
FC United have a penalty. And the goalkeeper was this time the last man. And that is a red card. It has to be a red card. And the referee's going to go to his book and give him a yellow. But he's the last man. And you have to go, I'm afraid. That's the rules of the game. It has to be a red card. But he's not going to give him a red card.
No, because it's wide of goal, I imagine.
Dean Stott now steps up. Left footed or right footed.
Yes!
And FC United are only 16 minutes away from a final against either Hensford or FC United.
The FC filed.
FC filed.